Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 18th and the whole week ahead. You know, it's not so much what you do as what others do that you need to keep your eyes and ears open. There is heavy aspects coming from Saturn and Neptune and against each other as well. There's a clash. It's a titanic clash like Scylla and Charybdis. And for you, it means you must not make the same mistake twice when it comes to friends and when it comes to money. Don't go there. Here's your Sunday stars. Did you see yesterday my forecast? If you didn't, go over and have a look. Spool back. Because there's more of the same here. You trust easily, and by trusting somebody, they may take advantage of you. It's happened in the past, it could happen again. You must be so careful when it comes to entrusting a so-called friend with anything financial or anything worth money. Just don't do it. If you lose them as a friend, oh, it's no loss. Here's your Monday stars. Mercury opposing Saturn and squaring Neptune is just more of the same energy where you're constantly being reminded that you could so easily make mistakes in your in how you think of somebody. You know, you may well think you're a good judge of character, but I can assure you at this time in your life, Aquarius, you really are not. See somebody as they really are and not as you'd like them to be. Here's your Tuesday stars. Yesterday there was a full moon in Sagittarius, and over the next fortnight, that full moon is basically saying to you, look at your future. You know, we all have hopes, wishes and dreams, but some of them fall by the wayside or just become null and void. They don't work out. And that's what you've got to be aware of now. Certain things will just not work out, and therefore you've got to look ahead of you and realise, shed those things not working. Quit whilst you're ahead. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now, before the moon moves into the sign of Aquarius, she's going to dilly-dally around in Capricorn. In a kind of way, this isn't too bad for you. It means you can think about things in a more spiritual fashion. But the square to Uranus tells me this. You're too excited. You need to calm down. And before you say yes to anything or confirm a situation, there's still more that you need to find out. Don't jump into anything without thinking. Here's your Thursday stars. I like today. The moon's in your sign and the link to Saturn is perfetto. Why it's good is it because it's the most calming aspect this week and certainly the most down to earth, which is what you need. It's good if you're planning your future. It's excellent if you're thinking about things for yourself, because it's not a self-absorbed aspect. It's just a canny aspect filled with great acumen. Here's your Friday stars. The moon to Mercury in Uranus is lovely, and that moon is in your sign. So much good here for you. Concentrate on things that are right for you. What should you avoid? Career matters. Especially men or dominating women when it comes to you and your career. Just push it to one side. It's the end of the week and deal with anything but anything to do with your career. You'll be fine then. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.